Chapter 26. Rosmarin. Christoph was the first to enter the temple, and I followed in after him. We filed into the topmost square of the temple that was a small room with some kind of altar in the middle. Nothing was on it, but sunlight illuminated the stone stand, streaming down through a square hole in the ceiling. I imagined Sahar standing at the altar reading spells from one of her dusty books.
"What do you think this was for?"
Christoph asked as he stood in front of it. He wore his cheeky smile, but he also looked lordly standing in front of it with the light streaming down on him.
"Probably some kind of ancient ritual."
Rachel replied to him. Sahar slowly walked toward the stand, and Christoph moved away so she could stand in front of it. She rolled her palms along the smooth stone and closed her eyes, relying on her powers for sight. After a few seconds, her brown eyes rolled open, and I could almost see all the new knowledge swimming in them.
"Yes, ancient people performed many rituals here," she said in her smooth voice. "This temple, I believe, was constructed in honor of Toltec, the god of the sun."
Sahar was never wrong, and the many images of the sun carved into the tops of the stone walls backed her up. These carvings were incredibly detailed, and each depiction contained an image of a face in the center with hundreds of geometric shapes surrounding it. This ancient sun carving reminded me of the artifact Christoph had stolen from me all those months ago. The bottom section of the walls was the same brown, large stone blocks that made up most of the temple and other buildings in the ruins. But midway up the wall were primitive drawings of what I assumed to be parts of life in the ancient world. There were colorful matted images of people building the temple with stone blocks in their hands, or pictures of women carrying jugs on their heads, or people tending fields.
"God, is that what life was like back then?"
Christoph uttered.
"Actually, it would surprise you to learn how similar our lives are now to ancient life,"
Erwin disclosed to him.
"Modern humanity, right before the outbreak, was probably the most different."
If the ruins weren't so dangerous, I would have loved to explore them to witness the history preserved all these years. The virus had wiped away most of the history of Constanta and the land it had been before, except for the artifacts I had saved. Those now safely resided in my gallery, or the new museums of the West and East villages. Even now, I couldn't help the fascination I had with such things. Links to the lost world I had known, and I assumed Erwin, the explorer, felt the same. I tore my eyes away from the paintings as Christoph poked his head into a stairwell that led down into the temple.
"Are we ready?"
he asked us.
"Lead on,"
Rachel replied. He slowly descended the steps, and I followed behind Christoph down into a long, dark hallway of stone. It was considerably cooler in the darkened hall, and a nice relief from the sun that had baked us as we fought our way through the ruins. More pictures of the ancient world lined the walls, as did that image of the sun, and I couldn't help but feel like its eyes were watching me as we passed the many recreations of the carving. We followed Chris through the cool and dark until we reached a turn. He waved his hand, motioning for us to stop, then put a finger to his mouth as he pressed his back against the stone wall. With a deep breath, he crept around the bend. I peeked around the corner to see him quietly drive his blade into a zombie. It fell to the floor with a soft thud, and when the coast was clear, I waved our group forward.
"Hopefully we don't run into too many zombies in here,"
he whispered as we stepped over the rotting body with its bony jaw exposed.
"Stay alert and quiet," I instructed everyone.
Our party followed Chris down the next hallway. Paintings of what I assumed to be different rulers covered the walls. Some stood as tall as me, with staves or weapons in their hands. Some had their arms crossed over their chests. They all wore different colorful ancient clothing, like a man wearing a long piece of red fabric around his waist, or a woman with a multicolored dress. These life-size drawings fascinated me. But I noticed that all of their eyes had giant
X's over them. What do you think these pictures mean?
I whispered to Erwin as we quietly filed through the cool dark halls.
It looks like different people that maybe lived or worked in the temple.
Erwin mused as she studied the different people now on either side of us.
What about the X's?
I questioned her.
Maybe it symbolizes something?
She pondered. Like their deaths? I wondered as I glanced at an image of a child with the same X's over his eyes.
That's possible,
she replied as she looked from side to side.
What do you think they used this temple for?
Rachel joined in and drew her pale hand along the cool wall.
Well, definitely the worship of the ancient gods,
Erwin whispered.
It looks like it's in the very center of the city, so maybe this was also where their rulers lived?
In ancient times, the rulers were gods,
Zahar added.
Or at least they claimed to be,
Onyx corrected. Kristoff, still at the head of the group, gave a curt scoff.
Imagine if we claimed we were gods and made our people worship us.
I think that's what Sophia does.
Rachel hissed. I gave her a look, but my friend just shrugged and smiled at me. We descended another set of steps, and then wandered down another hall, and another, and another. The temple was a vast maze, and the further we wormed our way down, the darker and cooler it became, until I felt myself shivering. A stark contrast from when I had sweated outside in the sweltering heat. Occasionally, we passed torches on the wall that briefly lit our way through the darkness, but as we descended deeper into the ruin, Jasmina lit up her staff with a spell that cast a pale white light, while a few of us grabbed torches off the wall. After going down a few more levels, the blackness felt like it was wrapping around us, and as we twisted and turned through the labyrinth of dark passages, we encountered more zombies. They were difficult to see up ahead, even with Jasmina's light and our torches. Rachel now led the way with Jasmina next to her, and she crept along like a dark assassin with a dagger held out in front of her. Chris and I followed behind her closely, but then Rachel motioned for us to stop, just like Kristoff had down in the first hallway. She crept forward, and I could just barely see her jam her blade into a zombie skull. She wandered back, her face appearing out of the darkness.
Let's go,
she ordered, and we followed her. With each zombie that Rachel quietly killed, I silently prayed the undead numbers would remain small. The silence and lack of enemies concerned me, but the further we descended, the more uneasy Sahar and Jasmina became. Eventually, Sahar pushed her way up through the group, and the women whispered to each other, and I wondered what they sensed. Whatever it was, they weren't telling us anything. I assumed either they didn't feel the need to relay information, or something blocked their powers even inside the temple. But as we pushed on, even I began to feel some oppressive force. Sahar, I whispered to her as she walked ahead of me, what's in here with us? Sahar ran her dark hand along the cool stone wall and then mysteriously announced, there's a great evil in this place.
Should we even keep going?
Kristoff asked.
This is the whole reason we're here.
Erwin reminded not just him, but me too. I wanted nothing more than to turn back around and head back up and out into the warm sunlight. But whatever this evil was, we had to face it and stop it. Kristoff's free hand, the one not holding his dagger, intertwined with mine, giving me some added comfort as we moved closer toward our fate. Black rooms opened up on either side of the hallways, and as we approached each one, Kristoff or Rachel carefully popped their head in to check for anything that might be lurking in the dark. Most rooms only had a few creatures standing eerily in the darkness, and we took turns sneaking up behind the brainless beasts and slicing their throats. Their bodies and heads fell to the stone ground with a dull thud that seemed to echo through the temple. After we emptied rooms of enemies, we inspected each one as best as possible with our torches and Jasmina's magical light. The problem was that we weren't sure what we were even looking for. Most of the chamber walls had ancient images drawn on them, like in the first room of the temple. But rather than depicting everyday tasks of the ancient world, the drawings became more ominous, much like the pictures of the people in the halls. Great, bloody battles played across the stone walls, or piles of fallen soldiers with spears sticking out of them colored the murals. Some of the paintings on the walls depicted humans sacrificing other humans as ancient gods watched down from above, as did that smiling face of the sun carvings. I shivered as I thought about what kind of evils had taken place in this temple. No wonder it drew so many of the undead. Another room we came upon had interesting drawings of what I gathered to be the process of mummification. Each colored panel showed a different part, from wrapping the body to burying it in a temple, probably the very temple that we stood in. And as I studied these murals, I wondered if this place was actually a giant tomb. "Do you think this is some kind of catacomb?" I asked my companions. I kept my voice low, but we were deep in the bowels of the temple, and everything was so eerily quiet that my voice ripped through the silence and startled everyone, including myself.
"Looking at these pictures, I think that is very possible,"
Jasmina responded, the first to recover from her shock.
"I think the people drawn on the walls may have lived in this temple, and after they died, they were buried here,"
Erwin added with a somber tone in her small voice.
"Maybe some of them were sacrificed, too,"
Rachel suggested as she pointed to an image of a man tied to an altar with another person standing over him with a dagger.
"Is that what draws the hordes here?" I asked Sahar.
"That may be part of why so many are here, but I think this has been a place of evil since its construction, and draws all kinds of evildoers to it."
Her eyes had a far-off look in them as she spoke. Apart from zombies, the drawings, and several stone carvings of lions and dragons and other ferocious beasts, many chambers were empty, bereft of any evidence at what use they had in the past. However, some still had random ancient artifacts like stone tools or clay bowls, and I lamented the lack of space in my pack. If I had the room, I probably would have collected some of these historical items. Some rooms contained more modern items and other signs that someone else had been in the temple recently. That unnerved me. One room we surveyed looked like it had been someone's camping spot. Charred wood littered the stone floor where someone had lit a fire and pushed bedding up against a wall.
"Someone else might still be in the temple,"
Rachel cautioned us as she poked at the bedding with her foot. We were already cautious, but now that we had at least some evidence that another presence besides the dead might be in the temple with us, we became even more alert to our surroundings. We lurked through the dark hallways, quietly killing anything we came upon. But we had no other signs of intelligent life. I only hoped that whoever left the campsite was long gone.